Aircheckdownloads.com.
As we all know, they went on to greater victories, that is for sure. But there it was, 1983, 6 years ago this very Sunday, on Radio 1 FM in Pick of the Pops, a brand new number 19 for Tears for Fears and Change. And incidentally, let me tell you that Keith Harris and Orville came down to number 18 with Orville's song, would you believe? Up to number 17 went Billy Griffin with Hold Me Tighter in the Rain. And following Billy was... there they were on the climb from 1983 there. Oh, absolutely. Fleetwood Mac there, hitting number 16 with the one called Oh Diane. I see that In Deep were brand new at number 15 there with Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. Question mark, question mark, question mark. And up they went and they hit number 14, remember? Absolutely, Dire Straits there from 1983 up to number 14 and they were Twisting by the Pool. Now, let me see, Pop, because, oh yes, the Maisonettes, they'd gone down to number 30 with the one called Heartache Avenue, and all of a sudden, Joe and Jenny were wrapped together in rapture. Well, Jennifer had the time of her life, and Joe had a little help from one of his friends, all right, and together, there they were, came in from 25, number 12, just outside the top 10 in 1983, up where we belong. Oh, and of course, George and Andrew, they were at it too. And they certainly were in stormy mood, that is for sure. They were at number 34 the week before, and all of a sudden, there they were, just outside the 10. Number 11. Number 8 was top weight there for Wham in 1983, the one called Wham Rap. And incidentally, what stardom was developing here? Yes, it was 6 years ago, this very week, Pop Pickers, 1983. They were on the way to being acknowledged the greatest band in the world. They took a track off the War album, right, and they were there, up at number 10, U2 and New Year's Day. Right, and of course, then there was Joe Jackson. Memories of 1983, the superb talent of Joe Jackson, well and truly encompassed right within that top 10 at number 9 on the one called Stepping Out. Right now on Radio 1, it's just gone 2:30. It's over to the newsroom with Eleanor Oldroyd. Okay, here we go.
One of the last and biggest Soviet convoys to pull out of Afghanistan. That's it. Next news on 1 is at 4:30.
Thank you very much indeed, Eleanor. Oh, right. Hold on. Where are we? Oh, I think we'll put this down.
1983.
That's right. 1983. That's the year. I must tell you, Pop Pickers, he who does not open fader does not get sound, but it is 1983. 6 years ago, Pick of the Pops on Radio 1 FM. We have hit number 8. Are you ready? They were anything but a drop in the ocean, that is for sure. But number 8 was the limit for them as they climbed from number 11. Actually, 6 years ago, this very week in 1983, and there it was, Echo and the Bunnymen and the Cutter, and down came Wah. And unfortunately, Pop Pickers, time doesn't permit for part 2, but there it was, and that was Wah, down at number 7 in 1983 there, 6 years ago, this very week. And the one called The Story of the Blues. And in the meantime, Madam had her eyes on number 1, and was she after it? Not off. That was the name of the subject, all right. The UK had taken the lovely lady to their heart, all right, and up she climbed to number 6 in 1983, 6 years ago this very week, Pop Pickers, Laura Branigan and Gloria. And incidentally, they'd had their moment of glory at number 1, and down they came. And actually, hush, hush applies to Fluff. You have been misinformed. They had not had their moment of glory. They were on their way to it, climbing from 10 to number 5. Kaja Goo Goo there and Too Shy.
I'm a little worried about Alan.
And enter the Bell Stars. And I gotta tell you, Pop Pickers, the girls were full of high hopes as they climbed from number 5 to number 4, but number 3 was top weight for them, the Bell Stars in 1983 there, and Sign of the Times. And incidentally, down came Buster. No, you'll just have to wait. And there he was, Pop Pickers, at his supreme pop best, without any doubt. He'd had his moment of glory at number 1, and down he came to number 3, the one and only Phil Collins there, and You Can't Hurry Love. And in the meantime, Eddie had moved up to number 2, and he was ready for it, all right.
AircheckDownloads.com.